Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. Hi guys, welcome back to Stupid Genius. I'm Emma Chamberlain, this is Stupid Genius, and my name is Emma. Anyways, I'm so excited for today's, oh my God. Okay, I got the idea for today's episode because I was in the car on the phone with my dad, because I always call people when I'm driving because I literally like, I don't know, I don't like to like drive around and by myself and be bored. So I just like call everyone else and make them entertain me while I'm driving. Anywho, was talking to my dad and I was talking to him about like, why are we friends with who we are friends with? Or why are we attracted to who we're attracted to? Like, or did I come up with this idea in the studio?
You came up with this idea.
I think I texted you about it, right?
Yeah, you texted me about
it. Okay, yeah, then it was on the phone with my dad. Anyway, but I was like, it's just so bizarre that like, you know, well, what I was mainly thinking about was the fact that, like, you know, all, me and my two girlfriends were all, like, attracted to such different types of guys. Like, we all have such different types. And also, like, we all have different, like, you know, I mean, we're all friends with each other. So I guess we have the same type of friend attraction in a sense. But then we all have the same friends. So, you know, but why is that? And why are we all friends with each other? Like, and why do we like different types of guys? Like, why is that way? Anyway, I was talking about that to my dad and then I was like, and he was like, stupid genius. And I was like, bitch, you're so right. So today we're going to try to figure out why are we attracted to the people that we're attracted to romantically, non-romantically, just in any way. Like, you know, why do you click with the people you click with? I'm just so excited. I want to know so bad.
And let me tell you, just, I'm going to give you a little precursor thing.
Okay.
There's a few different scientifically proven answers.
Oh, wait, this is fun. So let's see if I can get all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll give you the exact number.
Okay,
there's
great.
Actually five.
There's five? Okay, so today's Stupid Genius, we're switching up the format, and we're now, I'm going to get five guesses as to why we're attracted to people.
Yeah.
I actually think I already know a few. Because, like, based on my own, like, personal, okay, I'm turning my camera off now. Bye. Bye, guys. See you at the end. Okay, so Stupid Genius, today we're doing five guesses as to why we're attracted to who we're attracted to. I'm actually already ready to get into it. Normally I want to like talk about like, you know, like how I had a booger like earlier or something. But like today I'm just so excited to talk about this that I just want to guess. So,
word of the day?
No, I do want that though. The word of the day is attraction. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, obviously attraction is the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something. So you're attracted to them. It's just a, you know.
I'm attracted to almost nobody. So when I am attracted to somebody in any way, like not even like whatever, I'm like, I got to keep this hoe around. Because like, I hate everybody. So anyways, let's get into guest number one. We're really hopping right into it today. And I don't even care.
this is how podcasts are supposed to work. And I'm like, sorry, guys, it's a little weird. And everyone's like, yeah, Emma, that's how you're supposed to do your podcast. You're supposed to actually talk about the podcast topic immediately. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my first guess is if... So, okay, I think that the reason why I've been attracted to certain people is if they remind me of my family. Like, if they remind me of my parents. So, for example, I'll give some examples just to kind of, like, you know, make this more personal. Like, both of my friends, my two best girlfriends, Olivia and Amanda, they both weirdly remind me of my mom in a sense. And I don't really think it's, like, super obvious because they're a little bit more crazy than my mom because, you know, they're, like, little teen girls, as am I. But and my mom's settled out in her mid-40s. Sorry, Mom, to expose you. But she's, like, not crazy anymore. But I know for a fact if my mom was our age, she would be, like, my friends, Olivia and Amanda, for sure. And I know we would have all been friends. Like, I just, like, and I didn't realize that until I thought about it more. But they have a lot of, like with the way that they handle things. And, you know, they're just overall mental. And then with guys... Every time I've ever dated a guy that didn't remind me of my dad, I don't date them anymore. Okay? Like, they're just not good. And, like, but every guy that actually I feel like I've really, really clicked with has just had similar hobbies to my dad, has had a similar, like, personality to my dad. He's very sensitive in a sense. Like, he's, you know, he's a Cancer. So he's very sensitive and emotional. I do believe in that. I don't give a fuck. Okay, fuck off. I'm a Gemini. I'm psychotic. So that's why, it explains a lot. So I'm an only child and a Gemini. I'm pretty much like the devil, like in its full form. But yeah, my dad's very like sensitive and creative. And I've always liked guys like that. Or I've always clicked better with guys like that. And every time I've chosen a guy that isn't like that, I've gotten myself mistake. So is that right?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's actually one of the five. So environment, your family, peers, and media all play a role in helping us learn what to view as attractive. And actually, what you said is interesting because typically women are, in heterosexual relationships, interested in men who remind them of their fathers.
Right.
And vice versa with men and women.
I totally believe that because mm-hmm. I know for a fact, like it's a weird subconscious thing. Like I like, but I notice it. I'm always like, wait, this guy, why does this guy have like everything in common with my dad? Like that's so fucking weird.
It's also like a comfort thing too.
Well, yeah. Cause it's like, so true. Cause I mean, I know like my parents are both my safe space. So whatever, especially my dad in a sense. And so like he does comfort me more than anyone. So like I would want that in a guy for sure.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. I love science.
Yay.
And also with my girlfriends too. I feel like my mom definitely reminds me. My mom comforts me a lot as well. Although yeah. We tend to like scream at each other more. So it's like, which I mean, I scream at my friends too. We scream at each other back. Usually in a loving way though. Anyways, love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code EMMA. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
All right, let's get into guess number 2 out of 5. Okay, I'm going to guess now next is a physical thing because I feel like that's obviously there. So like not as much emotional, but like there's obviously like a physical. I mean, I don't know if like with your friends as much. If I wonder if people choose their friends subconsciously based on physically how they look. I mean, maybe a little bit. Like maybe you're subconsciously attracted to somebody based on like maybe if they have like cool clothes or something like that, you're gonna, or they maybe even look kind of like you. Wait. Okay, my next guess is that we're attracted to people who kind of look like us in some way.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, but also like...
Timothée Chalamet?
Bitch, that really be my doppelganger sometimes. And I really, he was my celebrity crush for a hot minute. He's not anymore though. I'm over it.
That's fine. It's fine. He has long hair and he looks still cute.
But. He's still cute. Mm-hmm. It's just that he's like dating Lily Rose Depp and I'm just going to let that.
Ship it.
I'm going to ship it rather than like try to home wreck it. You feel what I'm I'm doing fine in my personal life. I don't need to home wreck Timothée Chalamet's relationship.
Right.
Anyways, also, I remember when I was like really single and sad, like a few months ago, I DM'd Timothée Chalamet and he didn't respond. I cannot believe I just fucking said that.
What was in the DM? You have to tell us.
I sent him the hippopotamus emoji. And
no,
I was like,
didn't.
Yes, I did. And he did not respond. And but it's fine because I'm now glad that he didn't respond.
You only sent him an emoji? You didn't say anything?
Actually, I said hi once. And then like a few days later, I was like, that's not funny. So I unsent it and sent him a hippo. And then he didn't respond again. And I was like, great. So he must be dating Lily Rose. Unsend. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't know at that point. But then like I literally was like very sad and lonely and was like, I have to DM Timothée Chalamet because even though he won't respond, just in case he does, let's get it. And he didn't respond. And I never DM anybody. So that was like crazy. That was like a huge step out of my comfort zone. It was kind of a joke within my friends.
Well.
But it because I knew he wasn't going to respond. So it was kind of just a joke.
Yeah.
But I did do it.
I'm glad that you did.
Am I? I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he didn't respond because I think it's funny that he didn't. And I'm also, I just am, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things happen for a reason.
Yeah. It all worked out.
Yes. Okay. Guess number 3.
You were right on track with physical stuff.
Okay, so let's try physical again. Let's say if somebody is... I feel like I tend to be attracted to guys that are taller than me. I don't know if that's like a thing that is scientific. Like maybe you can feel like they'll protect you if they're taller than you. I mean, okay, I don't need a guy to be like... It's so funny. I don't need a guy to be, I mean, okay. I like this guy in freshman year that was my height. And I was really tiny at the time. I was like 5'3" maybe. And I liked him. Nothing ever happened with it, probably because he was 5'3" and I was also 5'3" and I didn't feel like he could protect me. Also because he didn't like me that much. So that was that. I liked him a lot more than he liked me. Anyways, yeah, height. Is height part of it?
I'll tell you what the answer is.
Or maybe it's
one.
Just an intimidating factor, a slight intimidating factor to you, attracts you to them because you're like, they would intimidate others and they'd protect me.
So that's very specific. And that probably has to do with the other thing we were talking about, which is the environment that you grow up in, which okay. is family, peers, media, et cetera, probably.
Uh-huh.
Is partly a reason why you like taller guys. Is your dad taller?
He is 6'1", yeah.
Okay, so that could be part of it too.
Totally.
This answer... which I'll give you because we have more answers and that you can guess.
Okay.
Is you look healthy and fertile.
Okay, that's kind of, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we're biologically attracted to people who look healthy and who look like they can reproduce.
That is super interesting.
Yeah.
Oh
especially
my God.
Guys are attracted to women who look like they can have a lot of babies, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like, not me then. No wonder guys don't like me because I look 7 and I do not have birthing hips yet. Literally, like every time, like half of my comments on my Instagram are like, bitch is shaped like a box. Anywho, so that's why. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not. But like, that's also, but I honestly, me having a baby would not work right now.
Right. Not right now. You're too small.
I know. I think I have a few more puberties to go through before number one. Well, actually, no. I mean, whatever. I'm fine. I don't need to go through puberty again. Okay. I'm doing absolutely just fine.
It was bad enough the first time.
Oh my God. My God, the amount of puberties I've gone through. Anyways, all of them 6 months late. No, like 2 years late. It was awful. Okay, so that makes sense. So first we have looks healthy and fertile, and we also have reminds you of your family and what you feel comfortable with. So we have three more. Let me think a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
Okay, next. Maybe it has to do with, should we do one based on, does personality have anything to do with it?
That is number four.
Okay, so number four. I'm going to try to guess what about personalities. Okay, maybe people are attracted to personalities that resemble their own. Or, okay, people are attracted to personalities that make them feel welcome. Like if they're outgoing or if they're like very kind.
Yes.
So
that's
like
it.
You're attracted to people that are very nice.
Nice. People who are kind are seen as more attractive.
I mean, as they should. Mm. Although then for some reason, why do girls like dicks? You know, girls love a good douchebag. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But actually, I think once you mature, you hate douchebags and then you grow out of it.
That's true as well.
Yeah. Because we all have our douchebag phase.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow out of it. Anywho.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. I've like had so many, like I literally, from the time I was in middle school, I was like, I smell a douchebag. I have a crush. I think I have a crush. From the time I was in middle school, I always liked the rude guys.
It's because you want to fix them.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why.
Ladies, listen up. You can't fix it. They just gonna stay like that and ruin your life and shit, okay? Listen up. Anywho. Why do you saying anywho? I've been saying that recently. It's so weird.
You're saying that a lot.
Anywho. I don't know. Yeah, you can't fix a douchebag, but you can't take them fishing. Because I almost said fish. You can't fish a douchebag. So yeah, okay. So nice. Looks healthy, reminds you of your family. What am I missing here?
There's some biological things too.
Okay. Does it have to do with like pheromones and like in like testosterone?
Yes, actually.
So, okay, people who have more pheromones and more testosterone are more attractive.
More along the lines of hormones.
Okay. What's a pheromone again?
A pheromone is like a scent or like something that you give off that makes someone attractive.
That doesn't make sense to me. Science, fucking fix it. I don't get it. And if I don't get it, it's not in the history books or the science books. Okay, well, yeah. So is it like hormones? Do you think when you like somebody and you're around somebody you like that you let off hormones and then they also let off hormones and that's when you like each other? Because I swear to God, I always in my past have like started liking guys that like liked me sometimes. Is that a hormonal thing or do you think that's just like a vibe thing? Like vibe check?
That's probably like just a vibe
okay,
thing.
Okay, maybe I'm just... Yeah, okay.
But hormones do play a role.
Okay. Is it because it like seeps into your skin and then you're like, oh, they would have good babies. Sorry, I'm just...
Kind of.
Okay, say it. I'm ready.
So in heterosexual relationships, men with high testosterone are attracted to women with more feminine faces, which means big eyes, high eyebrows, and a smaller jaw.
Interesting.
Which is you, actually. You have a very feminine face.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't like guys with a lot. No, I can't say that. I like a more sensitive man, so I'm not probably attracted to my type.
You can have testosterone and still be sensitive.
True. How do you know if somebody has a lot of testosterone?
That's a really good question.
I don't think I tend to be attracted to guys with super high testosterone. Like usually.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more into like a more little, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I have been attracted to guys with a lot of testosterone. I went through my football boy phase in high school.
So like this thing is weird. You can't really tell if someone has high testosterone.
Typically. Interesting.
It's like
interesting
internal things. Sometimes they have acne. Okay. They have a high libido. Excessive hairiness is a thing, which I guess you could tell.
Interesting.
High blood pressure, high red blood cell count, and increased risk-taking behaviors. So maybe they're not as sensitive. I don't know. Who am I to speak for high testosterone people? Maybe they are. I don't know.
No, that's definitely not as much my... I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't talk to somebody that was like that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that... but I'm saying that I think I prefer like lower testosterone guys.
Yeah.
Cause that's how my dad is. My dad is not, actually my dad might have high testosterone, but he's a lot more, I don't think he does. Cause he's not a high risk taker. He's not super hairy. I feel actually he is, but he's also fucking 50. So like who isn't hairy at 50? I feel like even women are hairy at that point. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. But then what are girls that.
Guys who have low testosterone tend to have increased fatigue, decreased muscle mass, decreased beard and body hair growth, erectile dysfunction, enlarged or sensitive.
Okay, dang it.
Breasts.
Maybe I'm not attracted to guys with lower testosterone. Bitch, that ain't my type either. So the fuck? Where do I fall in? Like, maybe. Okay, wait. Do
hot
you know-
flashes?
Yo, my boys with hot flashes, text me. No, just kidding. Don't do that. I'm not available. But like, no, wait, that's so funny. Like that's, wait, okay, but that's not my type either.
You're somewhere in the middle.
Okay, I like
it. Of testosterone.
My favorite testosterone is the perfect amount. That's it. And if you don't have that, hit the fucking road, Jack. I'm sick of it. Okay, wait, that's so funny. That is so sad. Wait, I feel really bad.
Breasts. Oh.
They have sensitive boobies. Wait, I feel bad. That's, ouch.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, but no.
And we know what sensitive boobies are like with, you know.
Bitch, I got it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm PMSing. I'm such a bitch right now.
It is a pain.
Yes. Okay, well, the moral of the story is, what even is happening? Actually, I forgot.
What are we attracted to?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Okay, wait, how many more do I have left?
One more. You can do this. I believe in you.
Okay, let's see about maybe if somebody is... If they post booty pics on Instagram. If they post flex pics on Instagram. That's my guess.
No. The final answer is proximity.
The final answer is booty pic.
Thirst trap.
Yes, yes. Okay, wait. Proximity meaning that they're close
to
you?
So the closer you are physically and the more exposed to them you are, the more likely you'll be attracted to them. And
that
it's
makes
one of
sense.
The most powerful indicators of attraction.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So that means like if you like somebody that you like haven't, if you like somebody that you don't see a lot, that means that's some real shit.
Yeah.
Because you aren't even around them that much and you already like them a lot. That's good to know.
You got 3 out of 5. Good job.
I'm super smart. Wait, that was so fun. I loved that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so fascinating to me. Anyways, comment down below your type. A friend of significant other. I'm glad. Well, you can't comment down below. Never mind. I'm just going to stop.
You should do more lifestyle stuff like that. Where there's multiple answers. That was fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Yeah, well, definitely. I need to come up with more of that.
Note to self.
Note to self.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was really fun.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Cats are not real human children. However, I have 2 cats, Declan and Frankie, and they mean so much to me that they might as well be. We love our pets. Our pets are our world. And Beyond Pet Food makes it simple to care for your pets while caring for the wider world too. Beyond recipes are made with wholesome ingredients like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. It's natural with added vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And Beyond has donated almost $500,000 to the Nature Conservancy to support initiatives like improving ethical fishing practices and promoting sustainable food production. Good for your pet and for your world. Visit beyondpetfood.com to check out all of Beyond's natural recipes.
Well, hope you guys had fun with that. I actually had lots of fun, but now it's time of the podcast where we talk about me, bitch. I don't know what I feel like I already just exposed myself so much in the main segment of that episode. God, I'm just, I said I DM'd Timothy Chalamet. I said that I don't like guys with high testosterone.
What's another secret that you haven't exposed?
No, Jesus Christ. You know fucking everything about me at this point. I mean, I'm like running out of secrets.
She winked.
I literally just can't wait to be like 25 where I can talk about everything. But I can't do that yet.
I can't
wait. It's just, guys, there's some things you can't know about me yet. All right. But the time will come, but not yet.
Save it for your autobiography.
I'm saving it for my autobiography. Here's the time when I can't even make up an example because without putting myself in the doghouse here. Let's see. What's been going on? Okay. It's like Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Talk about that.
Okay. So yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. I want to talk about, speaking of like attraction, I want to talk about something interesting that I feel like I'm finally of age to talk about because it was never relevant when I was younger. Have I talked about this before? Oh, well, I don't care. So, like, it's so weird how when you get older, you have to start bringing your significant other to Thanksgiving. There's so many questions that go along with this. Number one, when is that appropriate? Number two, is it going to be awkward? Number three, will my grandma, like, try to kiss him? Number four, is he going to, like, get food poisoning from my family's cooking? Actually, my family's good at cooking, so that won't happen. Like, there's just, like, it's so weird when you get to that age where it's, like, you have to start combining your family life and your relationship life. Ugh, that's just confusing to me. It's not, I actually think it could be kind of enjoyable. Anyways, I'll let you guys know if that ever happens to me. I would be so mad if, like, I was dating somebody for, like, 10 years or something, and they were, like, yeah, you still can't come to Thanksgiving. I'd be, like, dude, what the fuck? I'm, like, am I really that embarrassing?
10 years? It's probably time to close that chapter, if that's the case.
Yeah, it's kind of time to break the fuck up. Oh my God. You know what's so funny? I love predicting when people I know are going to break up.
Did you do it?
No, not recently. But like, I love that. Like, it's so fun to like be like, what's their shelf life? And I make bets with my friends.
People do that at weddings a lot, but they don't tell.
Oh, hundo.
It happens at every wedding.
The last wedding I went to, I did that with my friends. Yeah. And
were you right?
Well, it's not been very long.
Oh, okay.
So
what did you guess?
I'm guessing for them like 3 years.
Okay. That's okay.
No, they'll like, it's not going to I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm sorry. And nobody knows when the last wedding I went to was, so nobody can take this personal.
What do you think are some indicators that a relationship won't last?
Ooh, that's a great question. Actually, I love this. Am I turning into a relationship forum? Anyways, I love talking about it. There's nothing to me more interesting than relationships. I am so interested in everything about it, the psychology behind it, everything. I love reading books about it, and I love it. So it's so interesting to me. Anyways, here are my top 10 tips that your relationship is going to crumble. Number one, I've noticed sometimes significant others either spend too much time together or they don't spend enough time together. So either extreme is bad. There is a very happy medium where you're spending like a decent amount of time together, but it's not so much that you're not excited to see one another. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that happen. I mean, I've done it. I've spent too much time and I've not spent enough time in all my different experiences, all my millions of fucking boyfriends. I'm so kidding, but I've seen that in everybody else's relationships. It's like, you can't do. Yeah. What's another one? Another one is if it's like, if you can see that there's just no affection. Yeah. Sometimes you can, I mean, I get it. Like you don't want to like PDA can be kind of irritating, especially when you're single, to watch. Oh my God. Like my friends would, and I'm like, can you guys fucking stop? doing that because I'm really fucking lonely and I don't want to get a dating app. So just fucking stop. And I have to just wait for God to put a boy in front of me. So please don't fucking, don't, nope, don't kiss his cheek. Stop. I can't. And I would get so triggered because I was like, I would feel like, anyways. But that's still healthy though. I think to a certain extent, like a healthy and respectable amount of PDA is healthy.
Yeah.
But like, or not even PDA, that's bad. Like I'm more mean like affection in general. Okay, number three. If you, I feel like a TikTok boy being like, three signs that this girl likes you. Number one, eye contact. One time, that's maybe could have been coincidence. Two times, she is so into you, bro. Three times, oh man, you guys are getting married soon. You better get a freaking, you better get a tux in the mail. Yeah, all right, guys, like this TikTok for more TikToks about relationships. Number three, anyway, so I watch those all the time. I think they're so funny. Eye contact doesn't mean anything. You could have a fucking booger in your nose. Good luck, buddy. Another sign that your relationship is failing is if you're like, if they don't, ooh, I think I talked about this in the last episode, but if like, if your lives aren't combining enough, like you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
If you aren't able to like do things with each other's family or friends,
yep.
Bye. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
Sorry. Also, if you're if one of the people is constantly worrying about the other person's loyalty or their like whether or not they are fully committed to you, like
trust.
if one person is kind of not trustworthy, sorry bitch, it's not gonna last. I think that's like the main
oh
things.
Those are all really good ones.
If I ever want to not do this anymore, I will be a relationship therapist and I will cure divorces.
Do you do the thing where you Google like the relationship questions?
And what do you mean?
So do you ever have like, oh, like he did this. Is he into me? And you like Google that? Oh, and then
when
you
I
read
was younger, for sure. When I was younger,
100%.
It used to be like, wait, actually, we should read one right now. That would be so
let's
fun.
Let's do it.
No, I used to do that when I was younger because I was like, you know, in middle school and stuff like that. I feel like once you get older and with most good situations I've had, it's been kind of on the table immediately.
Yeah.
Or if you were friends for a while, then it's kind of comfortable to bring it up. And I think that's the best way to have it. I feel like when it's kind of like, if you're like moseying around the fact like, oh, do they like me? That's just a fucking nightmare.
Right.
Figure it out and move on or make them like you somehow.
Right.
Or not, or if they already like you back, then great job.
Should we look up signs a guy likes
signs
you?
Signs a guy is into you. Okay, wait, this is so fun.
This is how we should end it.
Yes, this is perfect. Okay, 13 unmistakable signs he's into you. Guys, listen up. Take notes. One, he reaches out first. Okay, I think...
I don't agree with that.
I mean, I've shot my shot multiple times. And I've been the one, and it hasn't affected.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, in my studies, it hasn't like affected things.
If someone likes you, they like you. It doesn't matter if you.
I agree,
text first.
But I think like if they, I mean, I guess it's good if it's a mutual reaching out.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. Two initiates plans. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I like to plan hate dates. Initiating plans. So, anywho, he always seems happy around you. I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, but also like. You know, what if his fucking like fish died? It's like, okay, oh my God, his fish died and he's not happy around me? He doesn't like me. He's persistent. That can be annoying. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if it's a healthy level.
Yeah.
Like, actually, no, being persistent is good. Okay, this won't be in a creepy way. Okay, well then, yeah. He'll always want to win you over. I don't know. Yeah. Body language cues. He'll make eye contact with you. He'll touch your arm, lean in when you speak.
That's all hocus pocus.
I mean, I do that to like fucking everyone. I'm a very touchy person. You can be yourself around him and it makes him like you even more. Look at this fucking stupid ass photo of this guy blowing a dandelion into this girl's face. Oh, I love it. I love it. Shut up. Anyways. Okay, honestly, personally, when I like somebody, I'm not myself around them immediately, usually.
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, it's getting easier, but it's been hard for me in the past. He really listens to what you have to say. Yeah, ladies, if he's not listening to you, can you fucking cut him off, please? Oh my God, stop. If they aren't listening to you, you will be driven insane. I've been there. He makes future plans. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
like not not about like,
like we should go see this movie.
So when we get married, you're gonna wear a white dress and I'm gonna wear a tuxedo with a bow tie. Like not that type of future plans. No. Like being like, yo, you down to catch a movie in 6 months?
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
No, not in 6 months. He brings you into his life. Yes, we said that. He likes a lot about you and he tells you. That's so nice when guys tell you when they like about you. Anyways,
that's
he
true.
Opens up to you. That's good. Cares about your needs. Sure, I'm sick of this. Anywho, basically moral of the story is it's just, it's basically a bloodbath in the dating scene. You're just trying to fucking make it work. And half the time, who knows if it's going to last. And usually it doesn't, but sometimes it does. And that's what you have to remember. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this very, very teeny bopper episode of Stupid Genius. Hopefully you got something useful out of it. And if you didn't, well, I'm done recording and I have nothing else to say. So that's all you got. All right. I love you guys. Bye.